From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, commentary, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo opens the 10th World Water Forum. Indonesia and United Arab Emirates build mangrove research center in Bali. Iran media says President Raisi died in helicopter crash. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, officially opened the 10th World Water Forum 2024 at the Bali International Convention Center, Badung Regency, Bali, on Monday. In his remarks, President Jokowi said that water is a source of life. However, if not managed properly, it can also be a source of disaster. In addition, the president said water is also a symbol of balance and harmony.
Bisa kita bayangkan.
As you can imagine, of the 72% of the Earth's surface covered by water, only 1% can be accessed and used for drinking and sanitation.
Bahkan di tahun 2050, 500 juta petani kecil sebagai penyumbang.
Even in 2050, 500 million smallholders farmers contributing 80% of the world's food are predicted to be most vulnerable to drought. Without water, there is no food, no peace, no life. President Joko Widodo also said that Indonesia, with 65% of water in its area, is rich in local wisdom in water management. In addition, he noted that Indonesians have cultural values towards water. One of them is the Subak system in Bali, which is recognized as a world cultural heritage. In addition, he said that water for the Balinese people is a glory that contains spiritual and cultural values that must be managed together. In line with the forum's theme, Water for Shared Prosperity, the president added that with this forum, Indonesia hoped the world can sustainably join hands and strengthen collaboration tackling global water-related challenges. Moving on to the second news. Indonesia and United Arab Emirates are collaborating to build an international mangrove research center in Bali. The groundbreaking of the research center, named after the UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed and Indonesia President Joko Widodo, was done in Denpasar, Bali, on Sunday. Indonesia's Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said that research center would become a whole package for research, capacity building, and an international destination. He noted that Indonesia is home to around 23% of the world's mangroves. According to Luhut, mangroves have provided environmental and economic benefits for the community. Meanwhile, UAE's Minister of Climate Change and Environment, Amna Binti Abdullah Al-Dahab, hoped that the cooperation can contribute to realizing a clean and green environment across the globe. The third news. Three people died as Cessna 172 trading aircraft crashed in Sunburst BSD Field, South Tangerang, Banten, on Sunday. In an interview with the RRI on Monday, head of the Indonesia National Transportation Safety Committee, Suryanto Cahyono said that preliminary results showed that the crash was triggered by a technical problem that prevents the aircraft from landing where it was supposed to. It caused the pilot to deliberately direct the plane to the field to make an emergency landing. Previously, the committee had collected the aircraft debris and investigated the incident at Pondok Cabe Airport nearby. All the crash victims, consisting of a pilot, a co-pilot, and an engineer, had been evacuated, and one of them had been buried. South Tangerang, where the crash occurred, is a city located southwest of Indonesia's largest city in Jakarta. The fourth news. The Australian Consortium for In-Country Indonesia Studies, a consortium of Australian universities that facilitates Australian students to study an intern in Indonesia, stated that the possibility of expanding cooperation with campuses outside Java and Bali is always open. However, the director of the ACITIS consortium, Liam Prince, in a special interview with RRI Voice of Indonesia, broadcast on Sunday, said that ACITIS operations were hampered during the COVID-19 pandemic, which delayed some of the institution's plans. Liam admitted that currently ACITIS is still in the post-pandemic recovery process.
Program kita kan semuanya diperciut dan di
our program operation ya, are all scaled down. Some can't
itu,
run during the pandemic, so we are now still in recovery stage.
Pulih gitu. Coba kita berusaha untuk memulihkan jumlah mahasiswa yang sebelum pandeminya.
We are trying to recover the number of students in the ACITIS program into pre-pandemic numbers. If the recovery is over, we may dream again about where to expand, such as Makassar in Sulawesi. Liam hopes with the expansion of this cooperation, it can offer more diversified programs for Australian students. However, according to him, the ACITIS program reopening in Bali some time ago is a big challenge. Currently, ACITIS organizes several Australian student exchange programs in Indonesia, such as one-semester programs, courses, and field trips. So far, according to its official website, ACITIS has only cooperated with 10 universities across Java and Bali. The fifth news. Taiwan swore in Lai Ching-se as president on Monday in a ceremony attended by dozens of foreign delegation, as reported by AFP. Lai previously held the office of vice president under outgoing President Tsai Ing-wen, took an oath at the presidential office in Taipei. According to a poll video, his deputy Hsieh Bi-kim was sworn in after him. In an inauguration speech, Lai, a politician of Democratic Progressive Party, vowed to defend an island's democracy. Lai also directly addressed the threat of war following years of growing pressure from China to bring Taiwan under mainland rule. Lai claimed a glorious era of Taiwan's democracy has arrived. He also thanked citizens for refusing to be swayed by external force and resolutely defending democracy. The sixth news. Iranian media said President of Iran Ebrahim Raisi died on Monday after his helicopter crashed in mountainous region of the country. However, the government has not yet confirmed the leader's death. As reported by AFP, rescue teams had been scouring the area since Sunday afternoon after a helicopter carrying Raisi, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and other officials had gone missing. Early Monday, relief workers located the missing chopper, with state television and Mer news agency saying the president had died. Previously, Iranian Red Crescent chief Pir Hossein Khalifan said after locating the aircraft that the situation was not good. Meanwhile, Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed concern over the crash on social media X on Sunday, saying that thoughts and prayers are with the helicopter passengers and the Iranian people. And the final news. Following Indonesia's step, Fiji has pushed for a global water fund establishment to help develop access to clean water for human needs in developing countries and the Pacific region. In an interview with Antara News Agency in Nusa Dua, Bali on Sunday, Fiji's President William Katoniver stated that the Pacific nation could not develop its water resources due to its limited capacity. For this reason, he considers it important to encourage international cooperation in handling water problems, especially through this establishment. Furthermore, Katoniver also invited Indonesia to collaborate, increasing donor countries' interest in supporting developing countries, including Pacific countries. By advancing sustainable practices that support the environment, Indonesia is encouraging a global water fund at the 10th World Water Forum to respond to budget imbalances and achieve access to clean water and sanitation. And that was the Newsline.
Here is today's commentary on the new Vietnamese presidential election. I'm Dolat Bali. The Communist Party of Vietnam on Saturday named the Minister of Public Security, Thu Lam, to be the new president of Vietnam. Lam, 66 years old, has been the Minister of Public Security since 2016 and was accepted at the Political Bureau in 2021. His candidacy followed the resignation of Pho Van Thuong in March after being the president just for 1 year, but failed in eradicating corruption. After going through an approval process from the parliament, which is predicted to be carried out this week, General Lam will take over as the president. Lam, who is the party's anti-corruption director of the Deputy Committee since 2021, played an important role in anti-corruption campaign which caused thousands of officials and famous company executives being brought to justice or forced to resign. The anti-corruption movement was popular among the public. Apart from political leaders, other big business figures were also dragged into the purge. One of them was the property tycoon Thuong Mai Lan, who was sentenced to death last month for a $1 billion fraud case. All this happened when Vietnam attempted to increase foreign investment, especially from the U.S. Currently, Vietnam is trying to develop their economy from low-value manufacturing employment to high-tech industry. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi in April 2024 visited Vietnam to attend and lead together the 5th Joint Commission on Bilateral Cooperation in Hanoi. In that visit, Minister Retno Marsudi also had an honorary visit to the Prime Minister of Vietnam, Pham Minh Chinh. The meeting was about the two countries' commitment enhancing trade value up to $18 billion by 2028. This was quite ambitious amid the unending world's political turmoil. Therefore, a strong commitment by the next leader of Vietnam will be necessary to achieve the target jointly by the two countries. Indonesia, through Minister Retno Marsudi, also emphasized on the importance of enhancing cooperation in eradicating transnational crime that keeps rising in the region, especially the online scam related to human trafficking. It was expected that the election of Vietnam's new president will be smooth, for it will affect both national and regional stability, especially in strengthening the world's trust in Vietnam. Indonesia especially hopes the new president of Vietnam will maintain the commitment in enhancing bilateral relations that include many sectors, starting from trade, resilience, security, and maritime cooperation. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with the event of May 20, 1908, the establishment of Budi Utomo Organization. Budi Utomo is the first organization in Indonesia. This organization was founded by students of Stovia on May 20, 1908. The students consisted of Suraji, Muhammad Saleh, Suwarno A. Gunawan Mangkunkusumo, Suwarno B. R. Gubrek, R. Angka, and Sutomo. The name Budi Utomo was proposed by Suraji, and the motto which was echoed was Indi Forut or Hindia Maju and not Java Forut or Jawa Maju. The establishment of Budi Utomo began with the ideas of Dr. Wahidin Sodirohusodo. He was an alumnus of Stovia who often traveled around the big cities of the island of Java. He traveled around to spread his ideas about financial assistance for outstanding native students who could not afford to continue their education. The idea was then accepted by Dr. Sutomo and friends by establishing Budi Utomo. This organization is social, economic, cultural, and not political in nature. The birthday of Budi Utomo is then commemorated as National Awakening Day. This is based on Presidential Decree No. 316 of 1959, dated December 16, 1959, to commemorate the events of the Indonesian National Awakening. We move to the next event in 2002, when Timor Leste was separated from Indonesia. Timor Leste separated from Indonesia and became an independent country on May 20, 2002. After independence, the city of Dili was designated as the capital of Timor Leste. Under the leadership of B.J. Habibie, a referendum was held on August 30, 1999 to determine whether or not East Timor would be separated from Indonesia. The result of the referendum stated that the majority of East Timor-Leste people wanted to be independent from Indonesia. On May 20, 2002, East Timor was recognized internationally as an independent country under the name Timor-Leste. We end with the event in 2010, when a song creator Bengawan Solo, Gesang Marto Hartono, died. Gesang Marto Hartono passed away on 20 May 2010. He was an Indonesian singer and a songwriter. His song Bengawan Solo is famous in Asia and Japan. It has been translated into at least 13 languages, including English, Russian, Chinese, and Japanese. Gesang has received various awards during his lifetime. To appreciate Gesang's work, Gesang Park was built located in the Juruk Zoo area in 1983. At the initiation of the Gesang Japan Fund Association,
Gesang was awarded the Star of Honor from Emperor Akihito in 1992. He also received the Culture Award from the Ministry of Culture and Tourism in 2010. In addition, he was also named as a legend of Indonesia keroncong music by the AMI Award. And that's Today in History.
Thank you.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on World Water Forum to produce first ministerial declaration. Director General of Multilateral Cooperation at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Tri Tariat, said that the 10th World Water Forum in Bali would produce a ministerial-level declaration for the first time since the forum was held in Morocco in 1997. Tri Tariat, at a press conference in Badung, Bali on Sunday, explained that the 10th World Water Forum was special because it was the first time the head of state attended a high-level meeting. Tri Tariat added, in the forum, which will last until May the 25th, a ministerial-level declaration will also be produced as part of water diplomacy.
High-level meeting sudah dikonfirmasi akan dihadiri oleh.
It has been confirmed that the high-level meeting will be attended by representatives from 48 countries and international organizations. Then, for the first time in the history of the World Water Forum, a ministerial-level declaration will be produced, which is not negotiated, but in the form of consultation as part of the hydro diplomacy, Indonesian diplomacy related to global water issues. Tri Tariat explained that there are four main things that Indonesia is fighting for. The first point is an international agreement through the UN General Assembly regarding the establishment of World Lake Day. The second point is agreement on Indonesia's proposal to establish a center of excellence related to water and climate change issues along with resilience efforts. The third point is the integrated management of water resources, especially on small islands, which are of interest to Indonesia and other developing countries. The fourth point is Indonesia's efforts to leave a legacy through more than 100 real projects in the water sector that have been curated by the Indonesian National Development Planning Agency, Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing. The Trilineal Forum will also leave a legacy in the form of a compendium or collection of projects that have been curated by relevant ministries and institutions in Indonesia. The ministerial-level meeting was attended by 108 countries and 30 international organizations. Tri Tariat added that the ministerial-level declaration was consulted at UNESCO headquarters Paris for three times, including initial discussions. The meeting at that time was attended by more than 100 countries with various interests. According to Tri Tariat, with the Indonesian government's diplomatic skills, they can obtain agreement on the ministerial declaration, which will be officially ratified on May the 21st, 2024. That was My Indonesia Today.
First time I saw you, you were walking down the beach at night. But
shaking from a deep love. 'Cause deep in my heart I knew that it was love. And it turns me on like when the sun goes down and the moon comes up. Sweet, sweet love like no other man has been touched by this simple process. Love. I wish there was a way to show you my love is real. Webster hasn't found the words to express how I feel. Well, just like a river needs the rain.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Dear listeners, in today's editions of Indonesian Wonder, we are going to take you to Mlaten Waterfall in Ponorogo, East Java. Listeners, in Ponorogo, there are many well-known tourist attractions and still not widely known. One of the least known is Mlaten Waterfall. It is named Mlaten Waterfall because it is located in Mlaten Hamlet, Temon Village, Sawo District, Ponorogo. Besides being known as Mlaten Waterfall, the surrounding community also calls this waterfall as Kali Kokok Waterfall because it is located in the flow of Kali Kokok. The level of water of Mlaten Waterfall is dependent on rainfall. If the rainfall is high, the water discharge will be heavy and makes Mlaten Waterfall look beautiful. However, during the dry season, the water flow is very small, so the water discharge is also small. Max the beauty of the waterfall is also reduced. This waterfall has a height of about 20 meters. However, Koko Waterfall has its own characteristics, namely the shape of the rock that are flowing with water and the interesting layout of the stones. Visitors can enjoy the sound of the gurgling water, the view of the green hills and the green carpet-like rice field while sitting on the rock around this waterfall. In addition to its beautiful scenery, Kokok Waterfall or Mlaten Waterfall has a unique feature. which is a small cave on which water flows from downstream. It's not difficult to get to locations of Kokok Waterfall. From Ponorogo, you just need to follow the road signs. That's Indonesian Wonder from East Java.
Sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gunsmoke, you're righteous with one token. You're psychic among those, possess you with one though.
I'm happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
The essence, the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy, I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes and see destruction and demise. Corruption that's in the skies from this enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rustle, not as muscles, but percussion he provides with me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so mother comes and remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember.
Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Menuju Bandung. Menuju Bandung, which means heading to Bandung. Stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Berkirim Pesan. Berkirim Pesan, which means sending messages to each other. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Indah, his vlog community friend in the city of Bandung, West Java. Chris tells in his vlog that he gets to know Indah at work. Let's listen to the conversation.
Perjalanan saya kali ini di Bandung ditemani oleh Indah, kawan lama saya. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkirim pesan.
Halo semuanya, saya Indah.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and you can repeat after me. Jarang bertemu, which means rarely meet. Tetapi, which means but. Selalu, which means always. Berkiriman, which means send each other. Pesan, which means message. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Which means we rarely meet, but we always send messages to each other. Perjalanan, which means trip. Kali ini, which means this time. Ditemani, which means to be accompanied. Kawan lama, which means old friend. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkiriman pesan. Which means we rarely meet, but we always send messages to each other. In the sentence, the word berkiriman, which means send each other, it has the same meaning as saling berkirim, which means send each other. The expression berkiriman pesan has the same meaning as saling berkirim pesan. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word saling, which means each other. Berpelukan, berpelukan, which means hug each other. Para pemain sepak bola berpelukan setelah laga berakhir. Para pemain sepak bola berpelukan setelah laga berakhir, which means the football players hug each other after the match ends. Bersalaman, bersalaman, which means greet each other. Warga bersalaman pada hari Lebaran. Warga bersalaman pada hari Lebaran, which means people greet each other on Eid al-Fitr. Bandung City is the capital of West Java Province. It is located about 140 kilometers southeast of Jakarta. Bandung is the third largest city after Jakarta, and Surabaya is Java based on population. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Perjalanan saya kali ini di Bandung ditemani oleh Indah, kawan lama saya. Kami jarang bertemu, tetapi selalu berkirim pesan.
Halo semuanya, saya Indah.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Andai aku bisa memutar waktu, aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintaimu? Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, terus mengingatmu, memikirkanmu, semua tentang dirimu. Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, tak seperti kamu yang mampu tanpa ku. Bagaimana mungkin kini kau bersama yang lain, walau hatimu untukku, adakah kesempatan untuk cintaku bahagia walau kita berbeda? Kamu bukan untukku, tapi kau selalu di hatiku. Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik kamu yang mampu tamparku.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Salam Indonesia by Erik Sukamti featuring Symphony Keroncong Muda Orkestra. The song, which was composed and popularized by Endang Sukamti Group Band, was released in 2017. The song tells the story of pride in the achievements of Indonesian youth. Salam Indonesia is a greeting given to appreciate the young generation who have contributed significantly to Indonesia, whatever their form, profession, and capacity. Well, listener, here is Erik Sukamti featuring Symphony Keroncong Muda Orkestra with the song Salam Indonesia.
Diambil dari album Salam Indonesia.
Prestasi sama terima kasih atas segala prestasi. Terakhir, semuanya salam Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.